This is August 2nd, 2024. We're meeting in a commission meeting to do a canvas of the recount election. In our meeting this morning, we have the three commissioners, Commissioner Jensen, Commissioner Johnson, Commissioner Brown. We have Steve Wall, clerk auditor, and we have Barbara Crowther, our deputy clerk auditor. We'll turn time over to Barbara to give us the information
or Steve,
on the recount.
Either way.
Or either one, yeah.
Okay, so we did the recount. Got it. Okay. And these are the numbers.
You want me to tell them what the recount involved?
Yeah. Go ahead. Give them all that information.
So, before we could even do the recount, we had to do a few things. One, we everything that had been not counted, either due to the it arriving too late. We had to re-look at all of the envelopes that were not cured to make sure that we didn't miss anything. We split up into teams and did that. Then we went downstairs and basically took a backup of the database, set it back to zero, because obviously we want to start over again. Mm-hmm. We ran our test deck to check to make sure everything was working how it should be working, and the test deck ran okay. And then we set it back to zero and counted 4,912 ballots, which is what we did on election day. The state allowed us to count those 263 ballots that were cast at the polling location on the 450, because that would be a lot quicker. The DS-300 takes about 6 seconds per ballot to think and count, and we were just trying to accommodate this in a timely fashion. So we did count everything on the 450. And then after the recount, obviously we adjudicated the ballots, looked at anything that was an overvote or undervote or a stray mark, those types of things. And then we audited. I was trying to think of that word. During a regular election, we audit 1% of the ballots. During a recount, we audit 3%. Mm-hmm. And they asked us, I thought we were like, this is cool, we only have to audit one race, but they did ask us to audit everything on the ballot. So we audited about 157 ballots, and things were good there.
And so the numbers that you've passed to give us here are the recounts.
So these are the recount
numbers.
Okay.
And they're all the same except for one vote.
Okay.
And that's in the ballots that we adjudicated and we looked at. Election night, there's one ballot that was the one mark for Celeste was completely filled in. The one for Kobe was partially filled in, mm-hmm. and the rest of the ballot, all of them were all filled, completely filled in. So I think at that time we, you know, adjudicated that to be a vote for Celeste, where it was completely filled in and wasn't cooked. But last night, looking at them, we're sitting there thinking, we really don't know for sure, because it wasn't, so we left that one as an overvote.
They both got a vote on that.
And no, so,
because you only vote for one.
And so that resulted in one less vote for Celeste. Other than that, all the numbers are all the same as they were on election day. Or on the last canvas, not election day, but on from our last meeting. So the totals this time were 2272 for Kobe Jenkins and 2585 for Celeste, and it was 2586 on the other canvas. So that is the one difference. Other than that, they're the same. So we feel comfortable that the machines were working right, the same. I mean, it's the same count, came out the same count. And the others were all, when in the adjudication, the others were all pretty
Very clear.
Yeah, pretty clear. That's the word I'm looking for.
But that one was too close.
Basically, we just left it.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, that's our report.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve the recount.
We had a couple of poll workers there, and Commissioner Jensen was there just during most of throwing all that count, so they're aware. They saw everything we were doing. We basically took the ballots and run them back through the machine. Totaled just that race is the only one that we totaled, counted, or the on that recount. So
it was nice to have others there also. Rick was there all day long. Gina Ogden was there all day long. We had a representative from the governor office there all day long, and it was good to feel that, you know, there was lots of eyes watching to make sure that everybody, there's nothing out there where say, hey, something was being hid or whatever. It was just, I appreciate that, the clerk's office, the work that they did, and appreciate Rick for being here today and there all day yesterday. It means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Rick. And so Commissioner Brown has made the motion that we accept the canvas numbers today. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Well, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the numbers through this canvas, canvassing of the recount. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion passes. And I move we adjourn.